for the prayers that were prayed. I thank God that I serve an intentional God. Not one who forgets about me, but who's intentional about everything that he does in my life. I greet you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm excited about being in the house of the Lord this morning. Am I the only one who's excited about the fact that God has brought me over some mess this week? I've had some mess going on at work. I've had some mess going on out in the streets, but I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord on this morning, to come to a place where I can get refreshed, to come to a place where I can get renewed, so that God can allow me to go back out into the world and be all that he has called and created me to be. That's an intentional God. That's the God that we serve. For those of you all who were not with us during our time of sharing, we'll be reading from the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, beginning at verse number 1 and reading down through verse number 4. When you get there, can you say amen? If you need a little bit more time, say wait. I always like to encourage us that the Bible says to study to show thyself approved, a workman who needeth not being able to be ashamed, but be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And so whether that's at men's Bible study, whether that's at women's Bible study, whether that's at young adult Bible study, whether that's at family Bible study that's coming, amen, or whether that's on Sunday morning at Sunday school, we have plenty of opportunities here at the Grove in order to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads as such. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And fathers and mothers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your presence in this place. Now, God, I ask that you will fall fresh on this, your servant. God, minister unto me even as I minister unto your people. For if you don't speak in this place, your people won't receive a word. Devil, I come against any roadblock, any hindrances in mind, body, and spirit that you would try to bring against the children of God as we are delving into the word of God. God, we pray that your word might go forth so that you might be glorified, so the people of God might be edified, and more importantly, that Satan might be horrified. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to preach very quickly, and if you can tap your neighbor as we wrap up this last week in the beginning of our family preaching series from the subject Family Essentials. Turn to your neighbor and say, Family Essentials. Turn to neighbor on the other side and say, Family Essentials. I want to thank God in advance for how God used Minister Tracy Newman in order to set the foundation, not only for last Sunday, but for this Sunday as well. You know, sometimes we don't really understand and we don't really recognize how God works things out. But God put in her spirit a scripture. And even though she wasn't here last Sunday, our pastor preached an awesome word called order in the house. And I want to put a quick plug in for our communications ministry. If you notice on the bottom of your program on the front page, it's a church website, www.emerygrovechurch.org. And our communication ministry has done such an awesome job in trying to keep us informed about what's going on. And if you go on the website, on the left side of the page, there's a link that says audio. And if you miss church from February the 14th up until now, you can hear every sermon that's been preached. Amen. Amen, somebody. And I thank God for how he's using our communications ministry in order to not only make the word of God available. So whether you miss Sunday morning, if you miss when Jeremiah Wright was here, the sermon is up there. If you ever miss a Sunday, especially as we're entering into the summer season and you just want to get connected to what the word of God was shared here in the house, just go to the website. If you want to hear the songs that were sung, Brother Marcel has done an awesome job in recording. Sister Warner has done an awesome job in terms of recording the songs that the mass choir sings and the songs that the children sing. So as you're talking to people about this church, share the website with them. Tell them, hey, you want to learn? You want to see all that God is doing in the Grove and see how God is moving and God is growing and developing us? That's a great opportunity for us an evangelistic tool for us to share with others. And so as I was sitting, Pastor, listening to you, God just began to speak in my spirit. And I almost want to say this message is a part two of what you preached on last week. He was in Ephesians chapter 5 in the latter part of the chapter where it talks about how God set order in marriage and how God set order for the man to be over there as head of the woman as Christ is the head of the church and what that means. And he left off talking about how children kind of fit into that paradigm. And I want to pick up this week in Ephesians chapter 6. And there are three quick things that I want to share with us as we learn and as we really delve into what family necessities are. And the first thing I want to talk about is God gives us an example. Somebody say example. In verse number 1, it says, children, obey your parents. Now, we're often so quick to, as parents, to say, well, the Lord says you're supposed to obey me. And why are you acting up? You know, the Bible says, you know, that you're supposed to obey me because I'm your parent. But there's a clause in there that we oftentimes miss. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And so there's a lot of assumptions that come in that in the Lord. And I went into the commentary and I began to look and see what that meant. And it said that when it says in the Lord, it literally talks about unity with and in Christ. And so what that means is as parents, we have to have a relationship with Christ and we have to be connected into Christ so that as we're leading our children, we're not leading them in the way of the world, but they're leading them in the way of Christ. We have to have an example. And it's interesting, even at the age of 35, I'm still somebody's child. And so even at 35, according to the Bible, I still have to obey my parents in the Lord. And oftentimes, the reason why I understand at 35 what it means to obey my parents is because my parents obeyed their parents, and that was an example for me of how I need to be. It's quiet in here. And so I ask you the question, parents, what type of example are you setting for your children based upon how you interact with your parents so that they can obey you as they get older? I learned how to take care of my parents when they get older because I saw how my parents took care of their parents. I know how to honor my parents because I saw how my father and my mother honored their father and mother. And so if you're not a good example of what it means to honor your parents and what it means to obey your parents, then how can you really expect for your child to honor you? If I'm talking about my parents all the time in front of my children, if I'm cussing out my parents in front of my children, how can I expect for my children to respect me? This is not what I said, but this is what the Bible says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Not in the world. Not in what the psychologist said. Not in what the Psychic Friend Network says, but in the Lord. And so parents, if you're having issues with your children, then I ask the question, how's your relationship with God? How was your unity in and with Christ? Family necessities. And some of you may say, well, Reverend Holt, I didn't have a parent. My parents weren't there. My father wasn't there. My mother may not have been there for some reason. But you know what? God is so good that he provides us an ultimate example of what a parent relationship looks like. Because God loved us. I'm his child. He cares for me and he nurtures me and he disciplines me because I'm his child. And just as I obey my earthly parents, I have to obey God in the same way. I have to lean on God. I have to depend on God. I have to press into God because God is my father. And so for those of you all who may be saying, well, Reverend Holt, I don't know what that earthly example looks like. You have an example. God is your example of what that relationship looked like. God is your example of what it means to obey somebody who loved you so much that he loved you despite your foolishness. He loves you despite the fact that you time and time and time and time and time and time again continue to disobey him. But he encourages us to obey him just as we obey our parents. The second thing that we need to understand is that God gives us a promise. Somebody say promise. In verse number 2, it says, honor thy father and mother. That is the first commandment with a promise. Now, if you go back to Exodus chapter 20, out of the 10 commandments that God gave us, this is the only one that has a promise with it. Have you ever wondered about that? Like, out of everything, God tells us not to kill. God tells us to honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He tells us not to steal, not to commit adultery, not to bear false witness. And none of those other commandments come with a promise. But this particular one where it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long upon the earth. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I wouldn't obey my parents if there was no promise that came with that. Sometimes I would not have come home when I was supposed to come home if I didn't know there were consequences that came with that. Sometimes I wouldn't have gone where I knew I was supposed to go if I didn't know that there was a consequence that came with that. And so I can imagine when God made this particular commandment, he was like, I need to make a promise with that. So that they have motivation in order to do it. And in our family unit, God has given us a promise. I'm not honoring my father or my mother just because I want to. I'm not honoring my father or my mother just because that's something that else I can check off my list to do. But God has made a promise to me of long life as a result of my obedience. That same relationship that I have with my father and my mother is that same relationship that I have with God, that when I obey God and when I'm in his will and when I follow after what he's told me to do, he has promised me long life. What greater a promise that God has given us than to honor our father and our mother? Once again, I didn't learn how to honor my parents until I saw how they honored their parents. And so parents, I really encourage you. And one of the things that God really placed upon my heart as I was sitting, listening to Pastor Warner last week is we really have to get ourselves right. Some of us need to change our mindset about how we deal with our parents so that our children can begin to change our mindset about how they deal with us. If you want to stop the bickering and fighting among you and your children, are you bickering and fighting with your parents? If you want to stop the confusion and the headache and the heartache that you have in your house, how is your relationship with your parents? This is Bible. This is what God says. Somebody say family essentials. God has given us an example. God has given us a promise. And lastly, God has given us instruction. Somebody say instruction. It says, and fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Do not provoke your children to anger. And I know some of my kids are going to be like, well, the Bible says you can't provoke me to anger. But there's a B clause to that. It says, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction, here's that phrase again, of the Lord. I can't bring you up in instruction if I don't know what the instruction says. I can't tell you to pray and seek after God if I'm not praying and seeking after God myself. I can't tell you to bring your tithes into the storehouse and see how God is going to bless you when I'm not doing that myself. God has given us instruction. God has given us a roadmap for how we're supposed to deal with our children. God has given us a roadmap for how we're supposed to deal with our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our godchildren and those children in the neighborhood who think you're their mama or daddy. God has given us clear instructions to bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. So you may have to come to church instead of going to the party. You may have to come to Bible study instead of staying at home. I may have to wake you up an hour earlier to go to Sunday school instead of letting you stay in your bed. Because God clearly tells me that in order for me to help you to be all that God has called and created you to be, I have to bring you up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. And so as we move toward this month of or wrap up this month of family, of the focus on family, there's some necessities that we need to get in our house. There's some things that we need to establish. There's some things that some of us need to go home and reestablish in our house. There's some order, as the pastor talked about last week, that we need to go into our house and set in place so that the devil cannot have any more control in our house. If you can't say amen, you can say ouch. It's all right. God desires more from us. God desires to be in relationship with us. God desires for you not to be stressed out because of your kids. Let me say that again. God desires for you not to be stressed out because of your kids. God desires for you not to enable your children. Now, let me stop right here. There's a very fine line between helping and enabling. If you can do something on your own and I choose to do it for you, then I'm enabling you. If I'm still paying your bills and you got a job, then I'm enabling you. If you land up in my house not working, eating all my food and sucking up all my cable, that's not helping, that's enabling. If you're talking back to me when I'm paying the bills, telling me what to do, amen. Amen. We're not doing our children any favors by enabling them. I work every day, I go to work every day with children who are enabled. It's ridiculous, the enablement that our children are walking away from high school with. It's ridiculous the amount of entitlement that our children feel like they don't have to work. Oh, because my mom and dad are going to do it. Parents calling up to the college talking about, well, my child says you did such and such and such. In college. And truth be told, the enablement didn't start in college. It started when they were in elementary school. Oh, my child's not here today. They tired. They're at home. No, my child didn't do that homework assignment because they were tired. They had too much on their plate. God requires more of us as families. God requires us to step up our game as families. Because when we step up our game, then our children are going to naturally step their game up. And when they step their game up, they're going to go into the classroom and step their game up. And they're going to go into the work environment and step their game up. And ultimately, as a society, we are going to be in a better place because we are not living under the potential that God has for us. Family essentials. Now, you may say to yourself, Reverend, that's a hard word. That's a hard word. But God sent you to this place at 12:27 so that I could speak a word over you to help you move to the next level. There are no more excuses. There's no more I didn't know. I wasn't aware. God desires more. And you can give more. Let somebody put $1 million on the plate. You would give more. Let somebody tell you that President Obama would be coming in the room right now. You give more. God desires more from you. God, parents, God desires more from us. God desires for us to raise up a generation of children who know how to call out his name when they get in issues, who know how to call out his name when the devil is attacking them, who don't go to drugs and alcohol, but go to God first. And they won't know how to do that if we are not examples for them. They won't know how to call on the name of God in issues and troubles if every time the bill collector calls, we're making excuses. They won't know how to call on the name of God and be financial stewards if every time we go out into the mall, we're shopping and burning up credit and running up our bills. They won't know how to live a life that is pleasing to God if we don't show them. Somebody showed you. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody snatched you up. I thank God for everybody who snatched me up when I was doing wrong. I couldn't imagine where my life would be had somebody not said, you know what, despite your attitude, I'm still going to love you. Despite the stuff and the looks that you give me and I don't like that. And what is that? I'm still going to hold you accountable to what God has called and created you to be. I thank God that I had people who were able to look past my disposition and see the God in me. And these children that God has given us responsibility for, these children who are in this church, these children who God has given us accountability for, we have to do better. God is requiring that we do better so that they can do better. God is requiring us to honor our parents. God is requiring us to obey him and to obey our parents. God is requiring us to bring them up in the fear and the admonition of God. It says in Proverbs chapter 22 to train up a child. That's not when there's 15, 16, 17. It's too late for that. Training needs to start from the time that they come out the womb, even though they may not be able to communicate. They're still teachable. Train up a child in the way that they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from it. I can't tell you, Pastor Warner, how many times in college when I found myself in situations that I was able to pull back on the word of God that was within me. I can't tell you how many times when I was faced with the possibility of using drugs and using alcohol and going out into the clubs and doing anything that I was bad enough to do, not because I could, but because my parents were not there, that God put conviction on me. It's having that foundation, parents, that's going to keep your child doing right when you're not around. It's not about putting them on lockdown. It's not about keeping them from not doing anything, because I guarantee you when they get off to college and they have freedom, they're going to go buck wild. They're going to come back with kids, and they're going to come back with grades all over the place because they have not had that structure and that instruction during that critical period. God is calling us and requiring us to do better. And so some of you all may say, well, Reverend Holt, how do I do better? I hear what you're saying. I'm there. My kids are out of control. My marriage is out of control. My relationship with my parents is out of control, and I don't know how to get it right. And if you fall into that category, I'm so glad you're here so that I can introduce you to a man who can solve all those problems. So I can introduce you to a man who is the best example of what obedience and honor looks like. So I can introduce you to a man who was talked about, who was lied on, who was spat on, who was beat just for me. So that I could be here today to extend to you an invitation to get to know him. And so as we stand to our feet this morning, if you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about, I extend to you the invitation to come. Come to get to know a man who can be the ultimate example for what obedience and honor looks like in your life. And more importantly, can be a great companion in this spiritual journey. So if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ today, we invite you to come. The second invitation that I want to extend is for those of you all who may have a relationship. You say, Reverend Holt, I got it, but I don't have a place where I can plug into every Sunday. I always say Emory Grove is by no means a perfect church, but we are a church who is striving to be all that God has called and created us to be. Pastor Warner would love to be your pastor. We would love to walk with you on this journey that God has placed you on, so that when you fall, we can pick you up. So that when you have joys in your life, that we can celebrate with you. The third invitation I want to extend is for those of you all who may say, Reverend Holt, I've been away from home. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I was once a member at Emory Grove, but now I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to get reconnected to the source. I'm ready to get reconnected so that God can really help me to be all that he's called and created me to be. And so as our children sing this afternoon, if you fall within either of those three categories, we invite you to come. Will you decide today to follow Jesus? Will you make a decision today? Is there another who will come? Will you be bold enough to step out? Despite the fears that you have, despite any reservations that you may have, will you heed to the voice of God today? Will you make a decision for Christ? Let's do a pew check real quick. If you can turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you die today, are you going to heaven? If your neighbor says anything else but yes, you need to bring them down to this altar. If you turn to your other side and say, neighbor, if you die today, are you going to heaven? The altar of God is open. If you have some family issues that you need to bring before God, this is your opportunity to do it now. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think.